I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. 35 years ago, the Halt Center in Eugene opened its doors, forever changing the city's cultural landscape. In celebration of that anniversary, the venue will host a day of free events on September 16th, many with a 1980s theme. With me at KLCC to look forward and back are Teresa Sizemore, General Manager of the Halt Center, and Ticket Office Manager Marcia James, who's worked at the Halt Center since the beginning. Welcome to KLCC.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, Teresa, what was the initial vision for the Halt Center's role in this community, and has that evolved?
Well, the initial vision was to be able to bring together a center that served the community, served the organizations in the community. The community has always been rich in arts. And so the founders, as they came together, wanted something that was the gathering place, but also would be able to pull in the touring that many of the community members wanted to see and be a place to see Broadway, opera, symphony, rock. They thought about the wide gamut, and they really thought beyond the horizon. At that time, I think Eugene's population was about 78,000. This is still an anomaly for a community of our size to have something like this. So these were big vision people. We're so honored that they thought about that and thought so far into the future.
And Marcia, having worked as ticket office manager since the beginning, you must have a unique perspective on what people wish to see at the Halt Center. Has that changed?
I don't think it's changed too much. There's always your favorite band or your favorite singer, your favorite composer that you want to hear. But what we really have seen is people grow in their understanding of the arts, because of the type of range of arts that are presented all through the years. And we always talk about it in the cycle of life. So a person might come to a rock show when they're younger, and then they get married, and then they come to kids' shows with their kids, and then they get some time to themselves again, and they come back for some symphonies or some more rock shows or whatever, and they just kind of fill out the breadth of their life with the arts in different styles. But in terms of the type of shows, we've been fortunate to have them right from the beginning. We had the best of the best. It was really remarkable who's passed through those doors.
Do you each have a particular high or low moment that stands out to you after 35 years of incredible programming?
Yeah, my high moment, I did not work there at the time. I was a student at the university, and it was arranged for me to actually go to see Ella Fitzgerald and then arranged for me to interview her for an hour after her show, which was life-changing, just an amazing experience.
Was there a particular high moment for you, Marcia?
One of the people that I am so thankful crossed our stage was Pearl Bailey. When she came here, it was really something. And she spent some time just walking around town. People ran into her and her husband on the street. But for me personally, I'm a parrot head. So when Jimmy played, it was fabulous.
Access is an issue for people. Tickets can be expensive as well. How do you address making this a true community venue when not everyone can afford tickets?
This is always a concern of ours. One of the things that people don't always realize is that when we have users that are rentals, we don't set that ticket price. The users do. But many of our users are trying to be thoughtful about that. One of the ways that we're able to start working more towards access is the Return of Halt Presents. That is one of our goals, is to improve access, to bring shows that, yes, people can afford, but have the excellence that they would expect coming in through the doors. That allows us to get tickets complimentary into the hands of people through our social services. It's alive and well, and we always want to do better to reflect our community's need.
As you look forward to the Halt Center's future here, what do you wish to improve or accomplish with the Halt Center's programming from here?
We want to make sure that all our programming reflects our community. We also want to make sure our programming responds to our community. What's on our community's mind, and what can we bring that helps or that speaks to an issue? Or when is it that our community just, they need to walk in and laugh? There's all of these things where you want to be nimble and responsive. That's really important. And also just, again, continuing to improve our accessibility and our excellence and making sure that our community knows that this is theirs and they belong in it. Sometimes the center can be an imposing figure. It is a big cement structure, and not everyone thinks they can walk in there and belong in there. That's going to be very important.
Teresa Sizemore, General Manager of the Halt Center, and Marcia James, Ticket Office Manager, who's been a part of the Halt Center staff since it opened in 1982. The Halt Center will have a free 35th anniversary celebration on Saturday, September 16th. For more information on that and all upcoming Halt Center events, haltcenter.org. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.